Does your heart skip a beat at the thought of getting to spend time in the woods or perhaps on the water? Why not join us for the next 30 minutes as together we'll discover how both professional and amateur outdoorsmen share their times on the trail to adventure with others. You'll become equipped to use your outdoor times to help others to come to know their Creator God. Here now is the host of God's Great Outdoors, Jerry Calouette.
All right, Jerry Calouette, God's Great Outdoors. Right now, we're in Williamstown, Kentucky, at a, I will say, something that is spectacular. When I pulled up into the parking lot, could see maybe a mile at least away, and there, off in the distance, was what looked like a freight liner. And many times I've seen those up on Lake Superior going through the Sioux Locks. It's something that you need to see, but the fact of the matter is, what's happened through Answers in Genesis is they have been able to give you an experience of what takes place in the Ark when it came to really a rescue ship for mankind, and that is the Ark that's in the Bible. We're right now with Ken Ham. He's been on the program a number of times. Ken, welcome back to God's Great Outdoors.
Hey, it's great to be with you. And as you found out, the Ark's not on the mountains of Ararat. It's here in Kentucky. Well, the second Ark, the one we rebuilt anyway.
Well, certainly an impressive project. Maybe for those that might be new listeners, let's take us back to the fact that the Creation Museum's about a 50-minute drive away from the Ark. That was a vision that you maybe had, I think you mentioned, all the way back to 1980 or beyond that. How did you get started in wanting to minister to people through God's Word with the focus on Genesis?
Well, really, it started because I was a science teacher in the public schools in Australia. Having been brought up in a Christian home in a very pagan country with parents who taught me to stand unashamedly and boldly on the Word of God. But when I started teaching, I realized that these students didn't believe the Bible because of what was in their textbooks about evolution and millions of years. And so God put a real burden in my heart. I call it a fire in my bones to teach them. And then I found out that many people in the church thought you could believe evolution and it didn't matter and they didn't know what to believe about the book of Genesis. And so God used all of that to burden us to start a ministry in our home in Australia that now has come to America and spread around the world. And now, of course, the message is going out to millions of people through the Creation Museum, through the Ark, through the AnswersInGenesis.org website, through all the resources we have, the curricula, the VBS, the Sunday School curriculum, and all the rest of it. So really, it goes back to those days of training in a Christian home and then being a teacher and then seeing the problem that the teaching of evolution millions of years had caused in generations to be a stumbling block to listening to the claims of the Bible.
Well, it's an impressive, impressive vessel. Some might call it a boat. I don't think when you get that size, it's more like a ship. I did snap one picture of my wife, Cindy, going into the Ark and then panned back with the camera so you could see the magnitude of how large it really is compared to my wife, this tiny little dot that's going in. With the Ark, Ken, it allowed you to explore and show a number of, maybe even explode, if you will, myths that people have. For example, that there's no way you could fit all the animals on the Ark of all the different creatures, and how are you going to feed them, and all of those different things that folks will want to throw out there that say this was an impossibility to begin with, let alone how could anybody build something like this?
Well, as I've traveled around the world for the past 40 years, speaking in all sorts of different places, one of the most asked questions that I get asked is, how could Noah fit all the animals on the Ark? And of course, we've been asked that many, many times. And the flood is a really key event in the history of the world because that's what caused most of your fossil record, not millions of years. It's really the graveyard of the flood. And it was when the whole population started again from 8 people and when kinds of land animals went on board a big ship. It wasn't a boat. You're right. It's a ship, a great big ship. And they came off, and then you get different species. And, of course, the evidence for speciation is used in textbooks as evidence for evolution, which has nothing to do with evolution. It's just speciation. So that's one of the reasons why I wanted to build an Ark, is to really help people understand this event really did happen. Bible really is true. The history is true. That's why the gospel based in the history is true. And so as people come into the Ark, there are 3 decks, and they all are themed in different ways. ways. You know, deck one is sort of the ark is loaded. Deck two is more themed exhibits as well as some teaching. And deck three is more teaching exhibits as well as some themed exhibits. But we answer those questions. How could he fit the animals on board? How could he feed them? How could he get rid of the waste? How could they actually have air pumped through the ark? How could all this happen? How could they collect water? How could they get sunlight into the ark? How could they survive a flood? And we actually show people the feasibility of all this, and it really opens their eyes and they realize, wow, this could have happened. Not only could have, it did happen. And to challenge them concerning Noah, that he wasn't some primitive learning to grunt, learning to talk. We've got this evolutionary view of history, and people say, well, Noah couldn't have built the ark. He wouldn't have had the tools we had. But wait a minute, that assumes he's less intelligent than we are today. In actual fact, within seven generations of Adam, they were workers of bronze and iron. Who knows by the time of Noah what technology they had? Imagine having people like Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, people like that living for hundreds of years before the flood. Imagine the technology they would have gained. Noah might have even been building ships because he was 600 years old when he was getting on that ark. And so he could have already been building ships, and God used that background and called him to build this great big ship that we call the ark. And so what we do there at the ark, which is the biggest timber frame structure in the world, 3.3 million board feet of timber, it's 1.5 times the length of a football field, stands 7 stories off the ground, and it is the actual size based upon the dimensions in the Bible. You can walk through all 3 decks, and there's a lot inside that ark. It's a massive vessel, and all of these exhibits that answer questions and point people to the truth of God's word and the gospel message.
Well, again, as I said, my wife and I, Cindy, we were very impressed, and looking at the ways that you dealt with the feeding of the animals reminded me of some of the things that you might experience at a game dinner. For example, somebody may go out to hunt morel mushrooms, add those to your venison dinners. The smell of that stuff cooking reminds me that food smells so good, and we were asking you to send in your recipes and how you're preparing the wild fish game or plants you're harvesting. Let us know who it is you're spending time in the outdoors with, what kind of activity it is that you like to do. And for that recipe, you'll get a copy of Steve Chapman's book, Outdoor Insights. And hey, we'll be right back after this.
Now, friends, if you are looking for some of the best wild game and fish recipes to savor the experience of your family's time afield or stream, we've got the cookbook for you. Steve Chapman, author of A Look at Life from a Deer Stand, and his wife Annie have teamed up to write The Hunter's Cookbook. This book is packed with over 200 recipes to turn wild meats and fish into mouth-watering meals. Also scattered amongst the pages are Steve's family's hunting and fishing stories to read while cooking, and Steve Chapman's hand-sketched drawings to complement the stories and recipes too. The Hunter's Cookbook by Steve and Annie Chapman is on our website store at ggoutdoors.org, or call us here at 937-698-3656 to order over the phone. And would you please like us on Facebook at God's Great Outdoors Radio? Remember Genesis 9:3, everything that lives and moves will be food for you. Just as I gave you the green plants, I now give you everything.
We're back, Jerry Calouette, God's Great Outdoors, again here in Williamstown, Kentucky, at the Ark. This is an exhibit that you need to come and visit. Maybe when you join us in August for our annual fossil hunts that we do, then you can make it a big adventure doing the Ark, doing the Creation Museum. And Ken, you're sharing here with us about this experience that folks can have. One of the things that I'm curious about is evidences that I think back with the Russians, the Tsar supposedly had discovered it, that would have helped people with that proof for sure. Okay, we've got evidence of it. But a lot of our Christian faith, probably the majority of it, has to do with faith, which takes us to Hebrews 11:1, faith being sure of what we hope for, certain of what we do not see. And this is actually an example of a rescue that came years later, and that is through our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. Maybe you can share with the listeners about that a little bit.
You know, the Bible does say without faith it's impossible. But the point I try to make out to people, too, is that the Christian faith is not a blind faith. It's a faith that makes sense of what we see, and observational science confirms it. Actually, it's the atheists that have a blind faith because they believe everything came about by natural processes, and yet life is built on information. Our DNA molecule is a language system and information which could never have come about by natural processes, had to come about by a designer. And so, yes, it's by faith because we are finite beings, and yet at the same time, it's not, as I said, a blind faith. And so God has enabled us to be able to research this world, and we see that what we observe actually confirms over and over again the Word of God. And what we're really saying through this ministry is the history in the Bible is true. That's why the gospel based on that history is true. You know, as we read the history in the Bible, we find that God is a God who judges sin. He's a righteous God. He's a holy God. But in judgment, he always brings salvation. I mean, even there in the book of Genesis, the judgment of sin because of sin was death. But even then, he gave a message that the one would come to pay the penalty for our sin. Right there in Genesis 3:15, we read the gospel. Right there in Genesis 3:21, when he gave clothes because of sin, it was a picture of the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. At the time of the flood, 4,300 years ago, God judged the wickedness of man because every thought of his heart was evil continually, the Bible says. The wickedness must have been so great, so awful. We can only imagine. We look at today's world and think things are getting bad. It must mean nothing compared to how bad it was at the time of Noah. And so God judge with a flood, but in judgment he brings salvation because he had Noah and his family build an ark, and in that ark or on the side put one door. And why one door? Remember, Jesus, God's son, stepped into history, the babe in a manger, to be the God-man, to die on a cross, and be raised from the dead. And he said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he'll be saved. Noah's ark is a picture of salvation. The door is a picture of Jesus. And that's why when you go to the ark and you are on the second deck and you see the door, you'll see an illuminated cross there at the top. And it's a favorite place for people to get their photographs taken because it's a reminder to them, as Noah and his family went through a door to be saved, we need to go through a door, and that door is the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's an ark of salvation at a time of judgment, just as Jesus is our ark of salvation because of the judgment of our sin because we rebelled against Adam. And so praise the Lord that he's a God of salvation.
Yes, praise the Lord for that. Oh my, what a blessing it is. And we're going to do one more thing. We have to take a break, but we'll be back right after this.
For 23 years now, this radio broadcast and the ministry of God's Great Outdoors has been made possible because of financial help from people like you, our listeners. And the Lord only knows who together we have helped.
The program is also brought to you by Antler King, the leader in wildlife nutrition products, bigger bucks, healthier deer, plus Matthews Archery and their all-new Engaged Grip Vertex Bow. Plus, Mission Archery with a revolutionary technology and design that provides a maximum crossbow experience. And by Three Rivers Archery, mail-order archery products. And Hunter Safety System, saving lives is what we do. Plus, Bucks Unlimited, a real estate company, offering both land purchase and management services in several Midwestern states.
Enjoy your love of scuba diving along with lending a helping hand to those in need. The Worldwide Christian Scuba Divers Organization is a group of scuba divers focused on exploring the beauty of God's creation and reaching out to the community where we dive. Discover how you can use your God-given talents to help in rebuilding lives. Visit our website at scubamissions.com or call 610-996-9968. Join the Worldwide Christian Scuba Divers Organization, diving into an adventure with two missions on every trip.
Hi, it's Ken Ham here, inviting you to experience the thrills of our new life-size Noah's Ark at the Ark Encounter. We're in Williamstown, Kentucky, south of Cincinnati, and while you're in our area, make sure you also visit the Creation Museum. You and your family will discover more about the Book of Genesis and about our wonderful Creator and His love for us. To plan your trip to Northern Kentucky to see these world-class attractions, go to our website of answersingenesis.org. That's answersingenesis.org.
We're back, Jerry Calluette, God's Great Outdoors, again here with Ken Ham at the Ark, Williamstown, Kentucky, an incredible, incredible ship that God used to rescue Noah and his family and all the animals, and talking about Jesus and his sacrifice and rescuing all of us if you accept the blood that was shed on the cross and receive that gift of his salvation. Ken, you mentioned atheists and people that want to deny anything to do with God, the Bible, and so on and so forth. I was really excited. I'm pretty sure it was on the third level to see that you brought up the situation in Greenland, where in World War II, I think it was 7 P-38 Lightnings and a B-17 were flying from the United States, going to hop up into Greenland, refueled to go to England because we were fighting the Germans in World War II. Those planes wound up getting lost, landed on the ice, and the value of a P-38 Lightning today is somewhere in the neighborhood of $1 million. Some guy decided, I'm going to go find those things and bring them back. Well, something happened. He discovered that they were under 13 stories, a building 13 stories high worth of snow on top of them. Let's talk about that, because of the fact that people want to say that would have taken hundreds of millions of years. And yet we're talking a little bit more than 60 years that this took place.
Well, yeah, 1942, when they ran out of fuel because of the situation they were in, these planes landed on the ice in Greenland, and they were in perfect condition, and they just left them and walked away from them. And quite a number of years later, in fact, that was 1942, and in 1988, what happened was there was people had said, why don't we go back and look for these planes? Why don't we, you know, go back and find them? Because they weren't damaged. They didn't crash. Well, they couldn't find them at first. They spent a long time finding them. There was someone's particular vision to try to find these planes. When they did find them, they found they were 3 miles from the original location and over 200 feet of ice. And that just shows you that that ice can accumulate very quickly. It doesn't take millions of years. You know, one of the arguments against a young Earth is the fact that people say it takes millions of years for all that ice to accumulate. Well, no, it doesn't. It can happen very, very quickly. And that's why, too, this whole issue of climate change. If you believe in millions of years, then a little bit of climate change, they think, oh, it's going to take a long time to recover. Where in actual fact, things happen very quickly. And a lot of the climate change we have today is because of what happened at the time of the flood. And things can happen quickly in all sorts of ways in regard to climate change. And so it really comes down to your belief about the age of the Earth and your belief about the Bible. If you believe in the flood and a young Earth, then you're not a climate change alarmist. We certainly see climate change. We don't deny it, but we're not an alarmist. But if you believe in millions of years and evolution, then you think what's going on is going to take millions of years to recover and so on. So it really comes down to showing that worldview clash. But what these planes did show, it doesn't take millions of years for ice to accumulate. And they were able to actually melt a tube down to one of them, drag it out, rebuild it. And it's actually in a museum now in Texas, I believe. They had it in Kentucky for a while. They've actually had it flying around. But it just shows you this has actually implications in regard to the age of things concerning ice cores. And so one of the arguments used against millions of years, this actually says, no, that just doesn't fit.
Well, in that fact that you also looked at the whole situation with the effects after the flood, this is what brought on the ice age.
Yes, we would say the flood generated the ice age. In fact, you know, evolutionists who believe in millions of years don't really have a mechanism for an ice age, and they talk about ice ages. And, you know, you've actually got to have something getting warmer to get an ice age. We think you've got to have something getting cooler, but you've got to be able to evaporate a lot of water, and then you've got to have a means of getting that water to condense and then come down as ice. And that's what really happened as a result of the flood, because you have warm waters, cool land, you have a lot of evaporation, a lot of ash in the atmosphere from volcanic eruptions during the flood and towards the end of the flood, and so you have a cooling effect, and so then you have an ice age. And we can computer model that to show you that it actually works.
Well, we'll just praise the Lord for that. Maybe just as we close, a challenge to those listeners to come and see and be a part of this Ark experience.
Yeah, it's one of the leading Christian-themed attractions in the world, and there's nothing else like it in the world. It's a world-class facility, and even as one of the leading secular reporters, when I was taking him through, said, you said this is the quality of Hollywood? No, it's way beyond Hollywood, because all the wood is real, and it really is. It's a spectacular place, and people come from all over the world to see it.
Well, praise God, and Ken, we just thank you so much for sharing with all of us here on God's Great Outdoors.
Hey, thank you. Great to be with you.
Friends, you can go to our Facebook location to see the ARC photos that we took when Cindy and I were there and at the Creation Museum doing some interviews. Also there on Facebook, you can check out the results from the game dinners I've been speaking at. See some very interesting things that churches are doing at their game dinners. For example, the different types of centerpieces that I'm finding on the tables. And there is much more. Go to God's Great Outdoors Radio Facebook and check us out. And do let us know what you think. Now, when it comes to the ARC, a fantastic experience. I highly recommend it, and it will certainly help with those folks that are visual type learners. Certainly can be part of your vacation as you join us at the annual Family Fun Fossil Hunt, only about an hour away from the Creation Museum and the ARC Encounter. You can get more information on our website's events page at ggoutdoors.org. Again, that's the events page. Why don't you pray about who it is you're going to bring with you? Because this can be an incredible open door for you to share about the Bible, and they will be able to get the plan of salvation while they're visiting the ark, just as they do when they go to the Creation Museum. And friend, if you're listening and you're someone who has had Jesus knocking on your heart's door and wanting him to come in, but you've been resisting, maybe something that was said today has brought you to a point that you're wishing there was someone you could speak to about a first-time relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, inviting him in and being not only your creator, but your savior and your friend. There is someone waiting to speak to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and all you have to do is pick up the phone and call 1-888-NEED-HIM. Again, that's 1-888-NEED-HIM. They can help you with any issues, questions, or concerns that you have about who you are, and will God still love you? Because yes, he loved us all so much that he sent his son Jesus Christ to earth to die on the cross, shedding his blood, being buried, and rising again. And we have that blessed hope, those of us that have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and you can have that too. So don't wait. Make that call right now. 1-888-NEED-HIM. I do promise you'll be so glad that you did. Do it. Do it right now.
Here's a one-that-got-away fishing story from God's Great Outdoors. Al Lindner and his brother Ron, co-founders of InFisherman, dispensing information to fishermen worldwide. Several years ago, Al was shooting a commercial for a well-known fishing line manufacturer. The TV spot would have Al leaning over a branch and pulling this big bass out of heavy cover, saying, "I can't believe a line this thin can be this strong." Al begins that it was a late autumn shoot, and they had brought in the full New York TV crew to shoot just a 30-second commercial. The bass boat was next to a dead tree they had selected for the scene. I leaned out of the boat, over the branch, in ready to pull the fish out of the heavy cover with the line in hand. The director gave the crew word to begin filming. As the cameras rolled, the limb that Al was leaning on over the water broke, sending him plunging into the frigid water. As Al emerged, soaking wet, he had his bass in hand. And being the true professional that he is, he delivered his lines and then started laughing. At this point, the director asked the cameraman, "Did you get that?" To which he replied, "You bet." So the director, satisfied with the footage, yelled, "That's a take. Let's go home." That commercial was one of the funniest misadventures you will ever see, and it all just happened. This commercial was used for many years. It was that good. Anyone watching it was unaware that it was totally unrehearsed. It did go on and actually win a national award. Now, Al Lindner may have laughed at that situation that he found himself in that day, but one thing Al does not take as a joke is his position with God and knowing that he has eternal life in Jesus Christ. You can be sure of your position, too. For a free booklet on the subject by Ron Lindner called The End of the Line, call, write, or email us here at God's Great Outdoors.
Why don't you prayerfully consider joining us at one of the Fishers of Men retreats in Ontario, Canada. These are an hour drive above International Falls, Minnesota. You park your cars, hop onto float planes, and fly into Rushing Wind Retreat Center. A very comfortable setting, gourmet meals, hot showers, guest speakers, an opportunity for you to get out onto the water, enjoying fishing with friends and relatives who you wind up bringing and need Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. These five-day events with everything included, and this is also the flight in and out, are priced a third of what you normally would pay for these kinds of fishing adventures. Contact Rushing Wind at area code 715-683-6000.
25, 30, and consider who it is that you may wind up bringing, having the time of your life, building memories, and seeing them come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior, as you're using God's creation to change lives for eternity.
We want to thank you for spending time on the Trail to Adventure with us today. We pray this program is a blessing to you. You know, you're welcome to contact us if there is some way we can assist you in reaching those in your life who love spending time in God's creation, but still don't know Him as Savior. Email us at ggoutdoors@aol.com, and we'll do whatever we can to help. I'm John Skillman, reminding you that no matter what you do in the outdoors, there is no better way to benefit from God's great outdoors.